I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
What kind of person would I be if I came on here ripping Marcus Stroman for his decision to opt out? I've been saying consistently that, look, if a player wants to opt out this year, they should have every right to opt out and not be questioned for it. But when you look at some of the facts here regarding Marcus Stroman, it doesn't all add up. And I want to get to the Yankees because I've been dying to talk about them all weekend long after their embarrassing performance. And that is, look, when you're talking about the New York Yankees, that's an unacceptable performance. Not on one guy. I don't care that James Paxton had a nice outing. Ooh, I don't care that, you know, it looks like Torres and Sanchez are struggling. There's a bigger picture here when you lose 3 out of 4 of the Rays the way that they did it. So I'll get to them in a second. But with the Stroman news, the initial thought is, what? He's opting out? Where was this, I don't know, a month ago? And the reason why it wasn't there a month ago, and instead of me ripping Stroman, what I'm going to do is present you with the facts. I'll present you with the facts, and then you could decide what you believe to be true. Marcus Stroman needed to make sure he got through the end of July on the Major League roster to attain enough service time to be eligible for free agency at the end of the season. Exhibit A. Marcus Stroman never hinted once about potentially opting out this year. It was never said. Now, there were a lot of other things that were said about how he's going to bounce back and how he's going to have a big year. And it was talking all tough about how he's going to go dominate and he's ready to prove himself in New York and blah, 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 blah about Marcus Stroman, a guy who, look, the trade to start with wasn't a good trade. Remember, there was reasons why the Yankees wanted no part of Marcus Stroman. As badly as they needed another starter, and as badly as he wanted to be a New York Yankee and come to New York, his hometown, Yankees wanted no part of him. You know why? Because he's not that good. It's very simple. He's not that good. He's an okay pitcher, maybe a third or fourth starter, but he talks like he's a number one or number two. Yankees wanted no part of him. So what happens? Naturally, Brody Van Wagenen, in what could only be his second worst trade, obviously, because nothing will ever top Cano Diaz. He trades for Marcus Stroman. It's not that he gave up Anthony Kay and another arm that could be serviceable major league pitchers. It's not really that. It's that he did it because he envisioned as Stroman being the guy to replace Zach Wheeler in the rotation. They didn't make that trade to add on. They made that trade to replace Zach Wheeler, whether it would have been because they traded Wheeler at the deadline, which didn't happen, or whether Wheeler leaves via free agency, which did happen. But then you get to Marcus Stroman, who's here regardless, and didn't perform when he came here last year in what was, I guess you could say, a playoff race for the Mets at the end of the year. Realistically, we knew that they had such a huge hole to dig out of. It wasn't going to happen for them, especially at the time of the actual trade. That's why it was more about the future as opposed to last year. Anyway, he was underwhelming, to say the least, when he first got to New York. But then all the tough talk this year, all the tough talk about how great he's going to be and he's ready to go have a good season, to a point where even though I didn't like Stroman, I started to believe. He sucked me in. He got me to think, you know what? Maybe he's not going to be bad. Now, he's not going to be Syndergaard as a number two. He's not going to replace that, but maybe he can be a solid number two behind Jacob deGrom in this rotation. Never once did anything come up about his grandmother or his uncle having compromised immune systems. which, look, that's a sad thing, and I fully understand that. If you need to opt out because of that, fine. But never once was that brought up until today. But you heard how great he was going to be. And then, of course, the calf injury. And you figure, all right, forget it. He's not going to pitch this year anyway. It's only a few months. The season's a couple months long. What's he going to have, 12 starts max? So with the calf injury, he's going to be out a few weeks at the very least. And you're probably not going to see the light of day. But no, the talk was, oh, it's not that serious. Stroman himself, no, it's not that serious. I'm ready to go. Never once did he say, you know what? It's just not going to happen this year for me. I tried to make it happen. I felt great. My calf got the best of me. I'm not going to be able to go out there. Plus, dealing with all this other stuff with my grandmother, with my uncle, with the way that the Marlins and Cardinals have had an outbreak, I'm going to opt out. It wasn't even that. It just came out of nowhere, conveniently at a time where maybe the Mets were going to look to him to replace Michael Wacha in that rotation because Wacha is on the IL. So again, I'm not going to rip him. I'll present you the facts. He needed to get through July with enough service time to be eligible for free agency. He never once, prior to today, mentioned anything about potentially opting out. All he talked about was how competitive he is and how much he wants to compete. But now that he's worked up his eligibility to be able to be free agent service time, he's a free agent at the end of the year once he hit July. Now that just when the Mets needed him to potentially come back, now you're hearing about an opt-out because he doesn't want to go to Florida. If it really wasn't about going to Florida, where the Mets will go there on their next road trip to Philly and Miami after this four-game homestand with Washington, well, then why wouldn't he just say, I'll come back after that? So to me, if I look at all the facts, it sounds a little more like Marcus Stroman is conveniently using this as an excuse to just get ready and focus on next year and hit the offseason as a free agent, as opposed to coming back for what would be an essential meaningless 8 starts or so, if he could even do that healthy. Again, I'm not one to knock any player for their decision to opt out. With Cespedes, we knew it was fishy from the get-go, and obviously there have been videos of him at a salsa club since, which proved that to be the case. I mean, we all know it wasn't about COVID-related stuff. We know it was about 161 batting average-related stuff, and the fact that he couldn't hit water if he fell off a boat after that one measly home run on opening day where he's tweeting the shh emoji to everybody, like he's silencing his critics. Woo, you showed us, Yoenis. Wow, one big day, one home run. Wow, you really silenced the critics with that one. Stroman had a chance to silence the critics, and he chose not to. Again, I don't know him personally. Seems like a fine guy. But he was all talk, no action. Those are the facts. You could look up his numbers with the Blue Jays, and you could look at his performance here. I don't really care what he did in Toronto, although it wasn't that impressive to a point where I was ecstatic that the Mets brought him in, to a point where I wanted the Yankees to go out there and get him when they desperately needed a starter. He talked a big game, and he delivered zero while in New York. Now, speaking of delivering zero, that is an unacceptable performance by the Yankees. I know everybody's picking on Gary Sanchez, and rightfully so. He looks like he can't hit right now. Right? I mean, he's swinging at bad pitches, swinging in the dirt. He looks like he's thinking way too much at the dish, which I'm sure he is. And he's lost, and he seems to come up in a big spot every time. Same with Gleyber Torres, although he doesn't look as lost. But how many games have we seen in the first inning where Torres had a chance to break the game open and get the Yankees off to a nice start offensively, and he fails to come through? But typically, the Yankees do that against good pitching. And this was a team who we know there's been bad history with the Yankees and the Rays, dating back a couple years. We know that this Rays team, Blake Snell ran his mouth. Blake Snell, of all people. I mean, is there a pitcher in Major League Baseball that you'd rather see get beat up less than Blake Snell? I mean, I want to see the Yankees tattoo Blake Snell for all that he said about the pandemic.
Oh, COVID, I got to get mine. I don't want to go play and risk getting the Rona. I got to make sure I get mine.
Well, he's out there, isn't he? And he was only out there for 3 innings on Friday when the Yankees got shut down by the Rays. But he ran his mouth talking about how the Rays love to beat the Yankees. Sweeter than beating anybody else. This is supposed to be the year where the Yankees have had enough of this stuff. Whether it's losing to the Astros, whether it's the Rays, this is their year. They need to prove it to everybody that they're not to be messed with. And you know what happened in Tampa? They got messed with. They got shut down on Friday. They split the doubleheader on Saturday, and they lose a game in which you cannot lose yesterday. You can't do that. James Paxton, oh, finally. Wow, he pitched past the third inning. What, are we going to throw a parade for the guy? I mean, look, James Paxton would have to pitch six innings a start the rest of the way, and even then, I wouldn't trust him in the postseason. You know what Paxton's missing, even when he has the stuff? He's missing the guts. And this was a gut check series against the Rays. Yankees had a chance to send a message here, and instead they lose 3 of 4, and they do it in disappointing fashion. And it's not about Aaron Boone not taking Paxton out of the game. James Paxton's got to, he can't give up back-to-back homers. Give up the one, fine. Respond after that. And he responded by giving up a gopher on the next pitch. Another gopher ball. Can't happen. And where were the big bad Yankee bats? The big bad bully Yankee bats? When they're against bad pitching, they bludgeon you. Good pitching, and that's a good Rays bullpen, they don't. Not to mention the fact that A, the Rays talk trash, and B, the Rays went out there and performed, and C, the Rays went out there and challenged the Yankees, throwing up and in. And what do the Yankees do? Nothing. Aside from Aaron Boone yelling about it and getting tossed out of the game, they do nothing about it. They let the Rays manhandle them in a four-game series at the Trop. That cannot happen. This is not a rebuilding Yankee team. This is not 2017 where they went out there and shocked everybody by getting to Game 7 of the ALCS. This is a team that has been through it. This group has lost heartbreaking series in the postseason year after year after year. The Rays, please, they should be a little speed bump on the way to the World Series. But instead, the Yankees went down there, what has been somewhat of a house of horrors for them, and they got punched in the mouth. And embarrassed in all those different areas, not just losing the game. And it's not on one guy. It's on all of them. They need to show a tougher jaw, the Yankees. That wasn't, to me, the heart of a champion. Now, I'm not saying that they can't go out there and win the World Series. I still believe that this team should do that. But what I've seen here are some players who, when there's some adversity, they're not responding. And they don't deal with it well. And there's none of that deep desire, that will to go out there and win at all costs. I thought they had it. I thought Aaron Judge was going to lead the way. And even he was disappointing. I mean, he had one big game. The game one of the double dip, 3 for 4, whatever, with the homer. But, I mean, top to bottom, that lineup's got to hit better against good pitching. Figure out a way to win these games. Not to mention that you're going to let them talk trash and then throw up and in on you. And you don't do anything about it. Instead, you lose. The Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, had the last laugh on the New York Yankees. The way the Yankees started the season, all the issues that they had with the scheduling, that was not their fault, had to deal with the schedules, they played extremely well through all that. And then they get to really the first true test, a team with quality pitching at the least, a team who's been a little bit of a thorn in their side, and a team who's talked trash and now backed it up, Yankees lose 3 out of 4. That's not a good sign looking forward. And really, it should not be acceptable. We're talking about World Series expectations here. Toughen up. That was a weak series by the Yankees. The individual performances aside, a weak series by the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.